Welcome back to Rutherford Issues. Wow, that was a short break, wasn't it? Instant gratification, that's what we're all about here at WGNS. And true to form, Matthew Foreman, hello.
Hello, Zach. Thank you for having me here.
How are you doing this afternoon?
Oh, super. A day like today, how can you not?
I agree completely. It is a beautiful day. Hopefully it stays like that throughout the weekend. And we'll let you know what's going on throughout the weekend with a look at Good Neighbor Events. That's up later, but not right now. Right now, we're going to talk to you about the Swan Performing Arts Center. And consider this. Now, I have not heard of the Swan Performing Arts Center. I'm excited anytime I hear about some kind of performing arts center, about any sort of cultural, you know, institution taking root and prospering here in Rutherford County, but I have not yet heard of this one. Where are you guys located?
Well, the Swan Performing Arts Center is at 1203 Park Avenue here in Murfreesboro. The fact you haven't heard about us, that's all my fault. I'm in charge of public relations. Haven't kind of dropped the ball there. Consider this is a Christian not-for-profit community theater company. We operate the Swan. And we are using the venue to promote a lot of different family-friendly programming. Most of the stuff that we do is secular in nature, but we do also have a ministry side. We don't go out and apostolatize to people. Everybody is welcome to come. It's just that we want to be able to provide a location where you can bring your children, your grandchildren, whichever end of the spectrum you happen to be on. You can bring your grandparents and not have to worry about what they're going to hear or see. Not worry about having to explain yourself later. We do that through a number of different ways. Not quite sure the best way to go about explaining us.
Oh, no. That makes it sound complex. That makes it
no,
sound confusing.
No, not really. No. Okay. We're looking to have family-friendly entertainment. For instance, tonight we're doing a karaoke party.
A karaoke party.
Family-friendly karaoke party is an atmosphere that is alcohol-free, tobacco-free.
That does seem to be the only times you can come across karaoke. Most places, though, is with, you
with
know,
alcohol
yeah.
And tobacco in use, with the exception of a lot of your restaurants.
Sure.
And while there's nothing wrong with going to a restaurant and singing karaoke, if you want to have dinner at home as a family and then want to go out, what are you going to do? Now, yes, we have a cover charge on it, but that's because we're not for profit, but the landlord is. And he expects to get
that's
paid.
That's a good one. I'm going to have to use that. I haven't heard that one before.
Well, and the cover charge is $5 for a family.
Sure.
I mean, that's not
Can't
bad.
Can't beat that. No.
We don't. Now, we do have our concession stand, so we don't have outside food and beverages coming in. But, again, dollar for a Coke, dollar for a candy bar or popcorn, whatever. It's not that bad.
And what you're paying for with part of that, it sounds like, is just if you're taking the family out for a night, you're
atmosphere.
Paying for peace of mind. And peace of mind, too, that you know what you're going to get is safe for everybody, is going to be enjoyed by everybody.
Right. We're working with Rockstars Entertainment, and Tom T. Petty is the owner of Rockstars.
How appropriate.
Well,
Tom Petty.
Yes. And Tom's been a good friend of mine for a number of years now. And one of the things that Tom has agreed is if anybody tries to put up the G-rated versions of any song, anybody tries to throw in the not-so-G-rated lyrics that can go with some of those, he's cutting them off. It's done. That person is no longer allowed to sing.
Yeah.
It's that simple. But some of the other programming that we're doing, for instance, we're going to be doing Tales of the Macabre for our October show. It's opening on Friday the 14th. I was kind of hoping 13th would fall on Friday this year, but
it'll come back around. Eventually,
it
it's going to work out for you guys, scheduling-wise.
I think next year.
Ah.
But what we like to do with October, we don't celebrate Halloween. We're a Christian organization. But we do recognize that people like to be scared. And they like the creepy shows of Halloween. Last year, we did Night of Yuri 1X, where we did The Lottery and two other shows. The Hitchhiker, you may remember that from Twilight Zone.
I've definitely, there's been many tellings of that tale. I've seen both on television and just reading it as a child. So.
Right. And at the moment, I can't think of what the other one was. This year, we've been asked to do The Hitchhiker again, so we're bringing that one back, but we're doing it completely different. We're doing 5 1-acts. The Hitchhiker, Sorry Wrong Number, or not sorry, The Hitchhiker, excuse me, The Lottery, Sorry Wrong Number, and then 3 by Edgar Allan Poe.
Mm-hmm. And those three are, I think, I'm looking at the website right now, and The Raven, The Telltale Heart, and Mask of the Red Death.
Right. And all five will be done in a different way.
Ooh.
As I'm sure you're aware, and your listeners are aware, theater takes on all forms and dimensions. We're going to be doing a lot to bring the audience into the play with these. With The Lottery, they'll never see an actor on stage.
Okay, now that's intriguing. How's that going to work?
The actors
or,
will be,
or can't you give that away?
I can give part of it away.
Okay, there you go.
The actors will be surrounding the audience.
Ah.
The audience won't see them. They'll hear them. And it'll be as though the audience are the townspeople on the green taking part in the lottery.
Ah.
Then when we do The Raven, that's going to be narrated off stage. The actor that they will see, rather than having a whole bunch of actors up there, a lot of special lighting, there's the only light's going to be the candlelight that Edgar Allan Poe is writing The Raven by. And then they watch The Raven come to life in his mind.
So it's an interactive experience for the audience. At the same time, it's also giving them something like reading a book might, where you know what's going on, but there's a lot of wiggle room for your own imagination to take over.
Absolutely. And that's really what comes down to in Sorry, Wrong Number. That's going to be done as a radio drama. The theater's going to be completely blacked out. The actors' voices will be brought in over loudspeaker. The audience won't be able to see a thing. And it'll be just like the old-style radio shows, sitting around listening to the Green Hornet on the radio.
Yeah.
Not that I remember that. I'm not that old. But for those listeners who do remember those, it'll take them back to that. And all of that is done with the mind. And when we did The Hitchhiker last year, that's how we presented that one.
Mm.
And it was great because with some of the sound effects, especially when we had a auditorium of only high school students, the screams were wonderful. They heard a cow moo and they freaked out. But anyway.
And I will say specifically, you can go. Let me just throw out a plug for your website right now. It's Consider This, Inc. Consider This, INC.org. And they have.
The INC is important. A lot of people are spelling it INK these days with all the tattooing.
So Consider This, INC.org. And that is the Consider This
dot
and
com.
Swan. Oh, dot com. That is the Swan Performing Arts Center and Consider This page. They have their full program there. They also include testimonials, what people thought of the shows, and I'll mention, because we're talking about it, the Halloween programs or the horror
the
programs
right.
last year,
right.
Incredibly well reviewed, and that's what a lot of the reviews are on the site, and the sound effects in particular. So
absolutely. And while some of the we've only recently started getting reviews by what we'll call mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
Hobnob Murfreesboro has reviewed a few of our things, and Bracken Mayo from Murfreesboro Pulse.
Yeah, the Pulse. Mm-hmm.
He's come out to a couple of our shows. And Bracken is a wonderful guy, as I'm sure you may know. He's got a deep love of theater, a big history with theater. And what I really loved in his August review of The Rainmaker, which was our show in July, he said, I could only find fault with two things. One, the costumes weren't quite period. It was supposed to be set Depression era.
Mm.
And two, they took out all the bad language. Well, that's a wonderful review in our opinion.
Sure. I mean, you can't find too much fault with that. That's
well, Bracken can, but then Bracken is a true...
A purist.
Thank you. A purist for... If the author put it there, it has to stay there.
Yeah.
We don't do that. If for your listeners who may remember the movie The Rainmaker, Katharine Hepburn's language was quite colorful.
Oh, we do know that when they adapt things to movies, they typically embellish even more than they have been in the written work.
Right. But the great thing was, at the end of the show, people, unless we mentioned the fact that we didn't use any, didn't realize that it was missing.
Yeah.
Not because they thought they heard it. Just they didn't miss it. We did Steel Magnolias in June. And again, Bracken said, Weezer didn't curse. At no, if for those who are familiar with the movie, Weezer has a very colorful language.
Yeah.
And not once did any off-color comments come out of her mouth. And people loved it. Now, that's one of the things that when I sit there and say we do secular shows that are geared towards the family, we will do shows that people sit there and say, okay, how are you going to do that? And after they see it, they realize, okay, we stood by our standards, and yet we still did justice. Another thing is 90% of our shows are done in the round.
And what exactly does that mean? Explain that for people who might not.
When you're at your typical staged performance, you're generally at least 20 feet away from the stage.
Right.
And if you don't have a great seat, you could be 300 feet away from the stage, needing binoculars to watch. With our seating, we seat 100 people in our theater. There are only three rows, and you encircle the audience in the round encircles the stage.
Was that a conscious choice, or was that just by virtue of having a smaller venue? Or
that's a conscious choice to maintain a smaller venue.
When we first came back with
Consider This, doing productions 3 years ago, we were doing them in found locations, one of them being the 15th floor of the NHC Tower, the old restaurant. There really wasn't room to put up a stage per se. The ceilings wouldn't have allowed it, even if there was the room.
Mm-hmm.
So we started doing our shows in the round, and the audience loved it. It sets up a whole different manner of blocking. The audience becomes almost part of the blocking. But we will make entrances coming through the audience. If there's fight scenes, we've had audience people in the first row, oh, they're going to land in my lap. And they don't. Really got interesting when we did Arsenic and Old Lace, because there's at one point where Teddy turns and spits on the floor.
Oh, no.
Well, when you're 2 feet from the audience at all times, it looks like you're going to be spitting on somebody in the audience.
Yeah.
Of course, that opened it up to allow one of the ladies to run over. Oh, I'm so sorry. He shouldn't be doing things like that. And interact with the audience in that way. In an appropriate way to break the fourth wall. Normally, we don't break the fourth wall. That was another great thing with Bracken's reviews of us. Is he sat there and said, in another review of another show later on, he says, they destroyed the fourth wall. What happened? And yet, when we're literally 2-3 feet from the audience members and we maintain it, it adds that element, keeps that element there.
That's quite a feat.
Now, going back to our Tales of the Macabre,
it sounds like the fourth wall is intended very much to come down on that one.
With the Telltale Heart, the audience is part of the story. No, nobody's going to get dismembered. But if you
just ruined the Telltale Heart.
No. If you remember the story, the narrator of the Telltale Heart is speaking to police officers, possibly judges later on, telling the story about it. Well, this is going to be done as a dramatic reading where the individual doing the reading is going to be speaking directly to the audience. They become those police officers. They become the judge, the jury. And he's putting forth his case directly to them. So, yes, the fourth wall will be destroyed. But that'll be intentional.
Yeah.
And it's going to lend itself even better to the show.
I think I see a new motto for you guys, destroying the fourth wall.
No, not usually. In fact, we're getting ready to do auditions for The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
That's the upcoming feature?
That's going to be shown the last weekend of January and the first two weekends of February. But we're going to start the we're going to audition next Monday and Tuesday at 7 p.m. And then we're going to go into rehearsals for that in December. Looking at my calendar here. Between now and then, we're also going to be auditioning for 12 Angry Men, which will be our January show.
Oh, 12 Angry Men will be fantastic.
March show. Well, that's going to be set in the round again. And we're not going to be destroying the...
That will be excellent.
It will. The jury room will be dead center, and the audience will be surrounding the jury room. And we will not be destroying the fourth wall on that. Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. When you enter the theater, you enter through the wardrobe.
Appropriate.
And then it goes into being in the round again.
So the auditions for Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe will be September will be the 26th and the 27th from 7 to 9 p.m.
Correct.
You guys need people to play people, animals, all sorts of things, 12 and up.
We have 12 and up. on a case-by-case basis, Barry Hardy, our director and producer, will be looking at younger actors. We need people. We need animals. We need... Nothing has been cast.
Right.
Except with the exception of Aslan. Because Aslan is always played by the director, and Barry really wants to play it. So...
Who can blame him?
Well, he's the president of Consider This, so we kind of have to... Go ahead and coddle him occasionally.
Let's talk about Consider This for a moment.
Sure.
Because it's Consider This, it's mentioned as Consider This and the Swan Performing Arts Center, two separate entities.
We are two separate entities.
And what else does Consider This do?
Consider This is the community theater company. We have our ministry outreach program. We are trying to become a resource for the Rutherford County, Murfreesboro City Schools, as well as the school systems for surrounding counties. With all the cutbacks in education and everything, the first things that go are dramatic arts.
Yeah.
We have a burning desire to help fill that void. One of the things that we want to be working on is, like I said before, we don't just preach at people. We do have a ministry side, but this aspect, this part of our outreach, is to help the educators, help to keep life, keep the performing arts in the schools in one way or another. Our mission statement is to show the love and compassion of Jesus Christ to the community through the performing arts.
Leading through example.
Leading through example. Part of what we want to be able to do is, in the future, have it to where a school wants to have a field trip to a theater. We bring the kids over for a day. We bring the teachers. We show the kids every aspect of the operations of operating theater. Whether teach them a little bit of makeup, teach them some of the tech work, set designs, set building. Put on a show for them. And here's the big thing. We want to be able to do this without the schools having to pay anything, or the students, or the teachers. We will fund foot the bill, including the cost of the buses, the bus drivers, everything.
Everything. Truly all-inclusive.
All-inclusive. And we also want to be able to start doing, with 12 Angry Men in particular, dual casts. One made up of age-appropriate. Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe has it every age imaginable for it. But also one that will be student-only. Now, whether with 12 Angry Men, we're looking at high school juniors and seniors due to the content.
Sure.
And what we want to do with that is, instead of sitting there and saying, okay, we want students from Oakland, or we want students from Riverdale or Siegel. No, we want students from all of Rutherford County's high schools. Bring them together, make one cast representing every one of the schools, so that all of the school students are working together
right.
to bring one show, instead of just competing with each other, to show them community in that way. Just because you go to a different school doesn't mean you're part of a different community.
And that's a great idea, and it's great to have that kind of education outside of the schools as well. Not only because so many schools are doing away with the performing arts music as well as theater programs.
Oh, yes.
But also because it just gives them a great community hands-on opportunity that you don't really get in the controlled environment of a school. And like you were saying, they can learn that there's so many other elements to theater and to performance than just the people who are on stage.
Right. Barry, yeah. when Barry asked me to become part of Consider This last July, 2010, he made a promise to me that I would never have to get on stage. Well, last October he broke that promise. I ended up being in my first show, but that's okay.
You didn't do too bad. You got along for a while.
We ended up having some donations of new sound equipment and lighting that nobody but Barry knew how to operate.
So
I had no choice.
Yeah.
Literally 4 days before the show started, he sent me a text message saying, okay, you're old man Warner in the lottery now, whether you want to be or not. But it's been a wonderful experience for me. And my only exposure to theater prior to Consider This was going to my children's school plays and having to be dragged to those kicking and screaming to begin with, because all my exposure to theater was negative.
Mm-hmm.
This has taught me so much, and I'm now hoping that I'll get the opportunity to be able to teach this to other people. And this is one of the ways that I get to. I've learned myself lighting. I've learned sound. I've learned stage directions. I'm the assistant director for the October show. So
you get to wear many hats.
I get to wear many hats, and I get to continue to learn myself and get to teach. And one of the things is, we've got a family, the Wells family. They've been a part of Consider This since it was first started 16 years ago, I believe, as just a part of the church ministry at Barry's home church. And now they have mom, dad, their 22-year-old son, an 18-year-old daughter who now attends Lipscomb, and their 14-year-old daughter who attends Middle Tennessee Christian, all coming together, all having fun, all working together. How many things bring a family with those diverse age groups together outside of, okay, you have to sit down and eat now?
Right.
And there's a closeness that is nurtured through what we're doing. And it's just amazing to watch.
That is very, very special indeed. That's not often that something is able to do that. Tickets to plays are usually $10.
Yes.
For general admission, $25 for VIP tickets. What can people expect? What is the VIP treatment exactly?
Well, all shows, we open the doors to the public 30 minutes prior to curtain time. So for a 7:30 show, 7 o'clock, we open the doors for general admission. If it's a VIP ticket holder, they get to come in an extra 30 minutes early. We have cast meet and greets if they'd like to meet them. We have a VIP lounge for prior to the show and during intermission that's only for our VIP guests. Excuse me. Mm-hmm. That lounge is catered by either Savor the Flavor Catering or Savoy Events Catering. So they get a higher class of snacks, shall we say, and drinks. It's all inclusive. They also get what Barry and I select to be the best seats in the house reserved for them. Not that we have any bad seats. Like I say, we're only three rows deep for most shows.
Yeah.
But some seats you have to turn more than others to keep an eye on the show.
Venue rentals are available?
Venue rentals are available. This is something brand new that we're doing. I don't have a price listing in front of me, but I think folks would find it very, very
attractive.
Figure if somebody's having a wedding reception and they've only got 90 guests, they don't want to go out and spend $3,000 on a place that'll seat 500.
Yeah.
For $2,000 or under, not counting a caterer, we provide tables, we provide the chairs for all the guests. We don't provide decorations or linens, but we do provide lighting, sound, a DJ. If they want us to provide the DJ, we'll be happy to. A house manager, we take care of all of that.
And anyone who's ever tried to put together a wedding can tell you that's a heck of a bargain. If for nothing else, just to have a one-stop shop for all those things, that's not even counting how much money you're saving, but also just to not have to worry about 5 different people, 10 different people to do that.
Absolutely. Caterers, and Savor the Flavor and Savoy Events, they're our preferred caterers that we like to work with the most. But they tell us that most places, you have to pay for the chairs by the chair.
Yep.
Anywhere from 75 cents to $2.50 per chair. And they're generally the acrylic hard ones. Well, no, ours have cushions on them. And we are providing them no extra costs. We have tables for up to 100, well, actually up to 200 people, but I don't think we could fit them all in. But we have tables that would seat their 100 guests with no problem. We have the VIP lounge for the caterers to be able to use for pre-set up. We've got our concession stand area that our caterers know about. We've also got the green room. If the bride wants to make a special entry, she can go freshen up in the green room prior and just hang out and relax there before coming in, things of that nature.
The Swan Performing Arts Center, the chairs are free.
The chairs
How's that?
Are free.
How's that? That's
the chairs
cool.
are free. Ten, but well, let's.
Well,
we'll let you borrow. Yeah, let's put it that
there
way.
You go. Matthew, thanks so much for joining us today. Consider this Inc. INC, not INK. Consider this INC.com. That is the homepage for Consider This and the Swan Performing Arts Center. You can go there to check out showtimes, check out about the upcoming auditions, and any other questions and concerns you may have. Thank you very much for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
All right. Rutherford Issues continues in just a moment. A look at the news with Ron Jordan is just ahead right after this.